Nehemiah chapter 2, Nehemiah records these words for us. He says in chapter 2, verse 12, "And I arose in the night, I and some men with me, neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, and to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof that were consumed with fire. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain, and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast, or that which he was riding upon, whether it be a donkey or a horse, but that was under me to pass. But then I went up in the night by the brook, and viewed the wall, and turned back, and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. And the rulers knew not whither I went or what I did, neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work." Saints, just for a few moments, we would like to share around this thought: secret service. Secret service. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on, and most of the stuff that's, again, happening that are of a personal nature, it used to be that you didn't realize that your name was somewhere that you didn't know. Before this became public about identity theft, sometimes even people who are supposed to be working for you have been recording about you. Amen. It took some time to catch up with some of the covert operations that were going on in our country in the name of democracy. I'm there to say this is a thing for debate among people about the issue of privacy and the rights, people's personal rights, and the issue of trying to protect your national security. And so, you know, it's an ongoing debate about who should know what and how much. Amen. And there's some validity on both sides. It is because you don't want someone to overstep in the name of watching out for you. Amen. To have all of your business. Are you with me here? But at the same token, there are events, you know, even as we go to the airport today. It used to be, as we said before, you can go right up in and go right to there. Your people can come right up to the gate. Amen. And wave your hand as you go down the thing and get ready to get on the plane. But you try that today. Amen. And the TSA will be there right with you. Amen. But there is, again, there's something to using discretion. You don't want to have everything out there. And a lot of times you hear stuff, you hear news, and sometimes what happens is in the haste to report, in the haste to give us the news that what was done or what was being said was not all true. Everyone's trying to beat the other one with the big story at the expense of the story. Amen. And then sometime when it's found out that it wasn't what it was, then you'll see right down there at the bottom, sometime in the newspaper, a little retraction. We want to make a correction after you done messed somebody's life up. Amen. But there again, there is a need sometime for discretion. Even some measure of what we might use the term secrecy. That can have a dark kind of overtone, but it just speaks again that something that's kept under. Amen. And usually, again, it should be that something that's kept under when everything, again, has integrity to it. You don't just hold things back, again, because of something that was done that is needful that it should be brought to the light. Are you with me here? Don't be afraid. I'm not talking about anybody in here. Amen. But when we look at this account of Nehemiah and what manner things had been developing in his life, having, again, first struck with what was going on with his people. And then you began to see the progress that was being made as Nehemiah began to having planned a trip. Again, you can call it somewhat of a mission trip, so to speak. But he had planned a trip, but it was a different kind because he wanted to go back to his homeland and to visit his people. He wanted to go back there not as a means just to see them, how they were doing. It was quite not the contrary, but the fact that he had become aware of the fact that their plight was in a dire circumstance. And so Nehemiah, at his own expense and cost, not just financially because he had to leave his job for a while, but also because he didn't know everything that would be confronting him when he got there. Yes, he heard the news. He was given a mental picture of what things were like. But let me tell you again that that does not always give you the true picture of what you might be walking into. Are you with me here? It's nothing like the reality of the situation. And then what happens is when you heard about, he heard the word, because of we are made with thoughts. And sometimes our minds, the way they work, there is a pictorial experience that you occur sometimes when you hear something. Sometimes it's not accurate. Somebody might be sharing with you and you're trying to fathom or to imagine. Even your word imagination speaks about the fact, a imaging of your thoughts. That's what imagination is. Of course, you got to be careful sometimes because some of the imaginations are dark. Sometimes they're not even real. Sometimes it's something that has been fabricated by the heart. And if the heart, amen, has some things in it that shouldn't be there, then that imagination will be dark as the heart is. But however, Nehemiah, again, he was given this mental picture as he heard the word about the people. And so he made it his business to leave his business. And again, let the king again approve what he wanted to do. And so we find Nehemiah again getting ready to travel as he planned to do. So we pick up, saints, in Nehemiah chapter 2, having gotten the letters that he needed. Again, and the military escort that conveyed him across so that they would protect him as he went from Persia over to Jerusalem. It'd be good, behoove you if you want to really get some idea to get a map, a Bible map, and go back to the time during which this was occurring as the exile after God's people. You can get a picture of how long he was leaving, how long it took him. He didn't have Amtrak. Again, he didn't have a plane. No, he didn't have none of that stuff. He walked and rode a donkey, amen, or a horse. We got to understand about that. But nonetheless, in between, amen, there was danger. But he got an escort to carry him where he needed to go. And then we pick up on chapter 2, verse 9. And Nehemiah, having recorded for us, he says, "Then I came to the governors beyond the river and gave them the king's letter. Now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it." Heard of what? Heard that someone had come by. You know, there's a visitor had come into town. When they heard about it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. Now, I need you to pin that down because we're going to come back again. Interceding in between Nehemiah's account and what he's doing, and also between the outward reaction to the people who were there. See, because again, it says Sanballat, the Horonite, and these people were those who were either governors of a certain aspect of that place, because Jerusalem was broken down, saints. It was all over the place. They really didn't have anybody who was overseeing their welfare. Those who were there that were in power, these officials that were there, basically, they were there for themselves and for their own constituents. Are y'all following me here? So when Nehemiah comes to town, their reaction is not that, oh, somebody's come to help them. Finally, someone cares about these Jewish people. No, the Bible says they were grieved. And that word grieved is not grieved just in terms of a sense of loss, but it grieved means in the sense of something that's negative. They were grieved or upset or angry because somebody's coming here to look after these people. That bothered them in a bad way. Y'all ain't this. that bothered them in a bad way that somebody was coming to help these poor Jews. That this place was torn down, broken down, and look at these poor people. Look at the plight of these folk. But when someone came to look after them, after all this time, the reaction of those who were in political positions that would expect to say that, my goodness, here is coming, there's a faith-based ministry. Yes, coming to help out. They're volunteers. That's right. We ain't got to pay them nothing. They're volunteers. Here they're coming to help these folks out. But the Bible says they were grieved exceedingly. That there was come, notice now, a man, and listen to the phrase, to seek the welfare or the good or the benefit of the children of Israel. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. There's a pause there. So I came to Jerusalem and I was there 3 days. I don't know what why and why not that long. Probably after the journey, he came and rested. He also was pondering about what he's going to do, his next move, even though he had told us what he had planned. Are y'all following me here? Yes. It says, and I arose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. Are y'all following me here? Nehemiah said he got there 3 days. He was resting. He was there. But then he rose up in the night. Now, there's a reason for that. He did not want to be seen. Ironically, these other people had heard he was coming. News does travel fast. Amen. But they heard he was coming. You know, they were officials. So consequently, people had to know. They made sure that they knew what was going on. But Nehemiah did not come in and begin to let everyone know what he was there for. You would think that he would begin to rally folks around and get people together. He ready to hit the ground running. Y'all know what that means? That means he ready to get rolling with this thing. I mean, he got some timber. You know, he got the letters. You know, he know what's going on. You figure, but no, the Bible says that he said, Nehemiah said, I arose in the night, I and some few men with me. That could be meaning that he brought some guys from where he was at, or when he got there, he only consulted with a couple people. Now, what's up with this? Nehemiah, why are this covert thing you're doing here? Nehemiah says, what I've done here, he says, I've come there, and I didn't tell anybody, and I've come there for this. Because God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Y'all with me here? Let me read it again. I arose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Nehemiah said, God put something in my heart, but I'm not ready to share it. And I want to pause there for a moment, saints, because there's something significant about this here, about what Nehemiah says, that God put something in my heart. Because when you look back, and when Nehemiah got the news about what was going on here, I started to think, I said, Lord, Nehemiah says here, he tells us, listen to me, he tells us retrospectively that God put something in his heart. And so I'm thinking about that because I know that those men told Nehemiah what was going on. They let him know what the things were like. But then we know that Nehemiah, again, was overcome by what he heard. And so I'm saying to myself, Lord, what kind of effect? Because Nehemiah said that you had put something in his heart. That means two things to me. One is that when he heard what was going on with the people, that news struck him. What I'm saying to you is this, that what happens is you don't always have to wait you have an immediate work of God in you. Sometime when you hear what's going on, it should just strike you because you care. Yeah. Y'all ain't listen to me. Some folks experience what they call secondary trauma. That means that you might not have been there, but because you hear about what happened, it's almost as if you were there. And so the effect on you is almost the same as those who experience it firsthand.